Good morning and welcome to our service. Today's message is about the gift of time. As you listen to this message, we hope that it's received and applied to your everyday life. Please remember that we are committed to helping others in need and praying hard for those who are in trouble. We strive to assist, collaborate, pray, and worship with communities. So, gather your family, open your hearts, and listen to the word.
2 Corinthians 6 and 2. For he says, "In the time of my favor, I heard you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now's the time of God's favor, now's the day of salvation."
The other day, I was looking at old photos of my sons when they were little fellows, and I thought, like all parents eventually think, where does the time go? Because we look at those events that were so dear to us, and they truly seem like yesterday. Those moments were so special to me, and oftentimes I wish I could freeze that period in time. So special. But when I look back, I also think to myself, did I take advantage of every opportunity to show my sons how much I love them? Did I create memories? Did I share words of wisdom that will live with them? And will they pass those lessons on to their children? Regardless, my feelings for my sons are real. I wasn't just playing dad, I was being a father. See, Paul was warning the people of Corinth not to go through the motions. Salvation is real. And all you need is faith in order to gain salvation. Now, some Bible scholars have concluded that in this particular period in time, there were false teachings that countered the message of salvation. And Paul was telling the people of Corinth that focusing on legalism, the do's and don'ts, the laws, went against everything Jesus stood for. And he concluded that now is the day of salvation. He said this because our time on earth is numbered. Our time on earth is numbered. Why is this emphasis on time so important in today's message? It's important because we each are allotted a certain amount of time. And if we're not careful, we can focus on all the wrong things and miss our true purpose. Let me say that again. If we're not careful, we can focus on all the wrong things and miss our true purpose. Now, this is such a revelation, what I'm about to say, because it's so real and no one can deny it. We walk and move like we're going to be on earth in this form forever. But we know that's the furthest thing from the truth. Yet we don't prepare. We don't tell the people we love that we love them. We don't give them their flowers, and we don't follow our purpose. See, this can be hard to hear because to some, it might sound depressing, leaving this world and the people you love, leaving this world without reaching full actualization. But time is the measurement of change, and everything eventually changes. Everything is self for God. Yet we trottle along like we have all the time in the world, like we have a say, like we decide when we leave this world. Now, tomorrow, I will look at this message and think, as all ministers should. I'll think, did this message bring someone to Christ? Because this may be the last chance for someone listening. Potentially, this message could be your confirmation or the one additional thing you needed to hear to come to God. As ministers, if we thought like this through every message, as Christians, if we thought like this in every step, this would be the closest thing to heaven. Glory to God. Why is time so important? As I said earlier, St. Augustine said time is a measurement of change, but God never changes, and he's willing to make the best conditions for us when we use our time wisely. Adversity can be a time for learning. Pain can be a time for healing. And success or victory can be a time for celebration. But in time, it all changes. Are you preparing yourself for the change? So how does one prepare for change? Well, spending time with God, praying, reading scriptures is all a part of preparation. Maybe you're in a situation or you're contemplating on something. Maybe it's something small or maybe it's something big. And to truly know which way to turn, what decision to make requires time with our Heavenly Father. See, tomorrow will be yesterday. And when you look back, don't you want to be proud of your choices? Don't you want to be proud that you fought a good fight? See, we have to be careful about our choices and what we dedicate our time on, because we can easily focus on things that don't prepare us for changes. We can easily focus on things that counter the word. We can easily focus on things that don't prepare us for our eternal resting place. My fourth grade teacher was Mrs. Gaither. And I remember two things about Mrs. Gaither. The first one was I was about to fight a classmate. We were pushing each other. She walked in the classroom and she said, you know what? She grabbed us, put us in front of the class and told us to go ahead and fight in front of everyone. And what she did was effective because, number one, neither one of us threw a punch. And number two, we became good friends. But the second thing I remember about Mrs. Gaither is that one day she wrote on the board the following words: today is the first day of the rest of your life. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day is the beginning of a new life. And when you accept Jesus as your Savior, everything starts over. When you accept Jesus as your Savior, everything is brand new. Abraham entered into a new covenant with God and became Abraham. That day was the first day of the rest of his life. Saul of Tarsus was in his 30s when he began persecuting Christians because they threatened his own religion. And on a trip to Damascus in Syria, where he was attempting to track down disciples of Jesus, Saul was knocked to the ground and blinded by a light from heaven. Jesus spoke to him And Saul eventually entered Damascus and went from persecuting Christians to praying with them. Saul became the Apostle Paul and wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. That day was the first day of the rest of his life. Great things are waiting for you if you realize, if you believe today is the first day of the rest of your life. Time should be about committing your time to pray, to study the word, and to be a light to others. Each day is an opportunity to serve God. Maybe there's a person at school whose parents are getting a divorce, and on the outside they're smiling, but inside there are plenty of tears. Maybe someone at work is struggling on the job, and they may be abrasive or calling out everyone else's shortcomings because they're trying to mask their insecurities. Reach out. Maybe someone is struggling financially and you've been blessed with some extra money. Give. Give. Not lend. Not let them borrow. Not calling them at the end of the month talking about, do you have my money? Give it to them. Now, at the end of this message, I don't want everyone calling, texting, or emailing me talking about, I'm struggling financially, help me out. No, if I have it, it's yours. But when you do this, you are really allowing Jesus to work through you. You're allowing Jesus to mold you. Seize every opportunity. Some are struggling. Some are chasing time. Some are always behind time. And some are always putting off things for the right time. But when it comes to salvation, it's always the right time. When it comes to trusting God, this is the right time. Putting God first, the right time is now. Moving towards your purpose, your goals, the vision God has for you. This is the right time. Paul said, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Right now is clear. Nothing puzzling about this. Don't let time slip through your fingers. Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. Take those first steps and Jesus will take you as you are. Favor is waiting for you. All you have to do is move one step towards your goal. One move towards your purpose. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day. But time is running out. Prosperity is waiting for you, but you have to step to it. Salvation is here for you, but you have to call Jesus. Some of you are listening to the wrong things, the wrong people, naysayers, the voices of doubt, the enemy. You're hearing, wait, you're not ready. You're hearing, that will never be you. You're hearing, you'll never amount to anything. You're hearing, it's not your time. This is how you worship the Lord, or I'm not listening to you because, well, I'm just not listening to you. As Mr. Brown would say, the devil is a lie. Some of you don't know how to move because there was never a time when you saw your mother or your father move. And now you realize that the first step is the hardest. The first step is big. We all know someone, that person who's always talking about what they're going to do. And it gets to a point where we eventually ignore them, but it's not their fault. In many cases, they don't know where to start. In many cases, it's up to us. If we're in a position to do so, show them, help them, coach them, explain to them that the time is now. And what I say is, if you're ready, be a mentor. If you're not, seek a mentor. This world is a rat race, and we have to guard our minds and our souls. We have to protect ourselves from partaking in this rat race because it's a distraction. If we're not careful, we will be deep in this self-defeating, pointless pursuit, wasting energy because we don't see a destination, wasting energy because we're doing this without God, wasting time. James 4:14 says, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while, then vanishes. James wasn't being negative or saying we shouldn't plan for tomorrow, but he was telling us that there are restrictions, and the real plan is to stand with Jesus. The true plan is to put God first, then push on. See, we don't appreciate time until it's slipping away. I remember hearing a pastor say this at a funeral years ago. The older I get, the faster time passes by. Time is moving at the same speed, but when we realize time is running out, it seems like we can't catch up. Then some of us will begin to look at our lives and form a bunch of regrets, or we will rewrite the narrative so we can cope with the decisions we made. And both of those methods are stinky thinking. And understand that, I want you to understand this. Right here, it's a journey. And know that you did the best you could with the information you were afforded at that particular time. You did the best you could with what you had. And someone who's listening to this podcast really needed to hear that. But also remember that today, right now, at this moment, is the first day of the rest of your life. That's his gift to us. That's his gift to you. That's his gift to me. See, there was a time when I kept people in a box, and I would view people the way they were 10 to 15 years ago when I first met them, excluding the fact that some people grow. And as we said, in time, some people change. Because when you're young, it's easy for us to be irresponsible with that gift of time. And oftentimes when you hear the word steward, we think of money or worldly possessions, but here Paul is saying, be a steward over the time God has given you. I'll say it again, be a steward over the time God has given you, and use every chance you have to do good because times are challenging. Learn what the Lord wants you to do during those challenges. And in time, you will evolve. With Jesus, in time, we grow. With Jesus, in time, we prosper. With Jesus, in time, we become who God wants us to be, who we need to be. Whether you're a gospel singer, a Christian comedian, versed in scriptures, in the ministry to support homelessness, in the ministry of food services, an usher, or a pastor, being a steward of time, spending that time praying, reading, talking with God will take you where you need to be. Not one person on earth is here by accident. So in the divine architectural sense, we all have purpose. And when you pray, the Spirit will reveal that purpose. When you read scriptures, your angel will send you a message. But when you don't, wait for it. What are fallen angels doing? Putting thoughts of doubt in your head. Sending the wrong people who are giving you the wrong counsel. Because they know. See, this is intentional. Because if you're not a good steward of your time, regrets, doubt, dissatisfaction, and worse than that, a disconnect from God. We need Jesus in everything we do, everything. We can spend time writing songs, practicing our music, writing jokes, working out before a game. But if we do these things without Jesus, it's all in vain. Don't spend so much time on things that aren't glorifying the Lord. It's true. Some of us see time as a gift that's not large enough. It's too small. Or in terms of time, it's too short. But remember one thing. God's real gift, which is the largest sacrifice of anyone here on earth. God spared his son and gave him to all of us so that we can live. So the response is simple. The response is very logical. Put your time in Jesus. Invest in Jesus. Walk with Jesus. We all have goals, visions, full actualizations. And I dare say the younger we are, sometimes the bigger they are. But our real goal, our ultimate vision should be in the intimate presence of our Father. Thank you for joining us this week. Mark 1:14-15 says, "The time has come. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." We want you to know that if you have a prayer request, we are here. Also, if you have questions, need advice, or just want to comment on the show, email us at theunknownpreacherla@gmail.com. That's theunknownpreacherla@gmail.com. And remember, if you want to make a difference, you have to be different. God bless. It's the unknown, unknown. It's the unknown, unknown preacher. It's the unknown.